Women Who Mix with Dana, Amy, Kelsey, and Gert.
School's out for summer.
Almost.
No. School's out forever.
No, yeah, I was trying to think what the next line was.
So it is. It's summer is pretty much here, but not yet.
Woohoo! Right?
Kids are still in school.
Yep.
Of course, we don't get the break. Well, you get the break, don't you, Kelsey?
No,
oh, you don't
I
get
only
break.
Had a week. It was awful.
Yeah, school's back at UCF.
I ended class at UCF, ended class at Rollins, had a week break where I was only working on my dissertation, so it wasn't
so
any
it was
bad.
Really
no break.
W-E-A-K,
yeah.
A week break.
Yeah, a very weak break. Yeah. So yeah, school's already back for UCF.
I don't have a song for that.
Yeah. School's so. Back
for UCF.
Yeah.
Yes. So what about you, Amy, in your house?
Okay, so I'm annoyed because it is the Memorial Day weekend, but we have to come back because she has school for 2 days after Memorial Day.
And you do
two
your
days.
Class party.
They have the class party, and of course she's in fifth grade. So, you know, I get it. If she was not, quote, graduating, I would say let's skip it out because I'm not coming back.
Yep. I remember as, because I taught high school, there's certain times of the year that are just the worst for teachers. And it's
like all
Halloween.
The time.
Yeah, yeah. Every day. So Halloween, because they're all hyped up on candy. Christmas, because they're also hyped up on candy and they want their presents, but it's also a great time for teachers because you get all the Starbucks gift cards. And then Valentine's Day, very horrible, hopped up on sugar. Anything that involves sugar.
What is the common denominator here,
sugar.
People?
It's sugar. So, but then the very end of school, since you're done with testing, is just like, well, you know, what do? Show movies. And yep. That's actually a great time for teachers because you don't have to do jack.
So we're in jack season right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
jack season.
Yes.
I have to say, as she has gotten older, and I feel the summer bug like I used to when I was in school.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now that she's older and, well, maybe it's because I'm tired too, because now I won't have to get up every morning and make her lunch, make
true.
Sure she's up, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's still in that. She's still young enough where I have to help her out a little bit.
Are they changing that next year?
Oh, I heard. I
keep hearing that every single year where they're changing the time that school starts.
But it has not gone to vote yet.
Okay.
And if it does, middle school, it said, would start at like 10.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Can you believe
that? What time would they get out?
Like 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's like a traffic nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's so many things wrong with that.
In high school, what I think would start at like 9 or something or 8.
It was there was 3 different proposals, and I don't remember because all of them I was just looked at them and shook my head. Like, what?
Yeah,
who is deciding this?
Like, I'm so happy to be removed from all of this.
Me too. There is no line. You don't have to get in the drive-up line. What's it called? The pickup line?
Car line.
You know, the car line,
awful.
Whatever. Not at the vet, and that's the only place I go.
Yeah.
So
I would always avoid, because you had teacher duties that you would have to go and do, and I was the teacher that always skipped them and be like, oh, well, I have to meet with a student. And I would never, like, it was a lie. So, sorry, OCPS. But yeah, you would have to go out to car line. And that was always so awful. It's as awful as it is for the parents as it is for the teachers. Because it's just so much.
So the three of you have something in common with each other, not me. And there's there's just this rebellious streak in all of you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's just you.
Oh,
you
know
it's true.
Rebellious.
You are.
Oh,
my God.
She's the quiet rebellion.
I'm sure.
You just rebelled by saying that.
Our little wallflower.
You're rebelling.
No, I'm going to say she is not a rebel, but she's a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
So she wants to get everybody else to do it.
Oh, yeah.
An instigator.
Because you just made that comment. You're like, oh, you're all very rebellious since she's stirring the pot.
You just admitted it, Gert. I know you are. I know you're a rebel.
I am. You know what I'm getting you for your birthday, though? Just a giant spoon for your pot.
Yeah. I'll get the cauldron.
Okay, good.
Wait, I'm not a witch.
Toil and trouble. Yeah.
That actually would be a great gift.
I want to hear how Gert is rebellious
when
it comes to school.
Oh, I was always a good student. And I was always a leader, but you know, I like to have fun. You know, when I went to school in a small town, and so we had to make our own fun. There were only three stoplights. There's still only three stoplights.
Oh my gosh.
So, but we had a great time. But one of the funniest things we ever did was we were graduating, and our librarian, her name was Miss Armand. So, you know, being from the country, we went out and we stole an armadillo.
Oh, well, wow.
We kidnapped an armadillo.
How do you do that?
The boys did it. I don't know. I was along for the
ride. I feel like that would be very difficult.
I think I sat on the beer cooler. So anyway, so then we brought it back in, and we had Key Club, which took place on, like, I don't know, Sunday nights or something. So she, of course, was not in the high school. So we let it loose in the library.
Oh, my gosh, that's
to
great.
Scare her the next day. Oh, my God, it pooped everywhere because it was scared to death. Oh my God, we got in so much trouble. But it was really funny. It was really funny.
Every year I looked for... Because I taught seniors, I looked forward to senior prank day. That was like Christmas for me.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah. It is wonderful. Where everything you walk in, you're like, oh, there's nothing going on today because it, like, everything is just chaos. And then the seniors are there sitting and watching everything, but the teachers are too. And then you just see administration just freaking out, and it's the best.
And do they still do senior skip day?
Oh, well, okay, so that's kind of an issue because there's an issue of truancy.
Oh.
So, but they do try to do it, but then they just get in trouble.
Because my parents enabled all that. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, my dad gassed up the boat. He barbecued for
that's
us.
Great.
Everybody came to my house.
I think, though, that it shows that it kind of reflects the generation because they have to get permission for a senior skip day by the administration. So it's kind of like that helicopter idea of, like, they're kind of like, well, you know, you can do this, but you got to get the okay first, and everything
so
has to be
really,
planned out.
Yeah, it's not really spontaneous.
That's not spontaneous.
Yeah, it's not spontaneous at all.
Ew.
So it's just everything has to be checked.
Yeah, my senior year, I was in Panama City. I mean, we had the beach right there.
Yeah.
So every day was a senior skip day.
I don't know how many senior skip days. We had at least 19.
Wow.
And everyone
was
so
you were truant.
In a row. 19 in a row.
Right. Yeah, every day.
Once you found out that you were accepted to a school, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
All bets
are
off.
Like, whatever,
right.
I'm good.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty bad. I had really, I wasn't bad in high school, but in junior high, I just had really good penmanship. And so everyone came to me to forge the letters from their parents.
Oh, nice.
Like for them skipping.
Did you charge?
Or I should have.
Oh,
I wouldn't that
Dana.
Be. I know.
You could have a house on the French Riviera these days.
But that's pretty bad. That's bad.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
Elementary school, I was pretty bad being part of the Kissy Girls Club. That was the name of it.
Oh, my God.
Chase, of course she was.
Chase,
of course
what around were you doing?
We would run around and just kiss boys.
If you could see how red she's getting right now.
I know. Look at her face.
It's hilarious.
I know. Like, I'm so embarrassed.
Like,
that was
red.
My kindergarten. I know.
Aww.
I was like, I feel the heat.
Kelsey,
it was kindergarten.
I started
she
so
was
early.
Six.
Yeah. So yeah, I was Kissy Girls Club. But then it just went all, I became super conservative for a while.
Sure you
Shocking.
Did.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Right. What did
right
you
up there,
Amy?
Dana's not a rebel. Okay. Yeah, I believe everybody around here.
Amy, I know that you're not a rule follower. You think that they're meant to be broken. You've admitted that on this podcast before.
Yes,
that's
true.
Is there.
I was talkative. Mm-hmm. I was very talkative. So I would get, let's see, in elementary school, I can remember, yes, in elementary school, fourth grade, I was chatting with somebody, got in trouble, probably not for the first time. I had to sit up in the front of the classroom with my back to the class.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh.
Like, I could
so shut you up, though,
too.
Didn't it?
Kirk, she's just...
No,
oh
you know why I'm laughing? Because my first 8 years, I went to Catholic school, and I got in trouble in eighth grade for saying the F word on the bus in front of the third graders, and the nuns beat me in the front
oh
of the classroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with,
see, I would
with
be
the paddle with
nuns.
Holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
They had a paddle with holes in it because it
oh
hurt worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happened to my mom once.
Dang.
And she was, I think she was 7 years old. And someone, she went to Catholic school. And some other little girl was talking. But they called my mom to the nun called my mom to the front of the class. And she said, it wasn't me. And the nun said, hold out your hands.
Oof.
Yes. And so she beat her hands. And it rained that day. And so all the kids, the windows were open. They had their books on the windowsill so they could dry. And my mom was like super sassy, don't mess with me, like out the womb, she was like that. And so she slowly walked along by the windows and pushed all of the books out the window.
Yes.
Then she went to the back of the class and she got her raincoat and put it on, and it was a wooden hanger. She threw it down on the ground, it broke, and she left and walked home. She was 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. But her mother believed her. I mean, who would act out like that if it really wasn't you?
Right.
And she stood up for her and came back to the school and was like, you can't.
Wow.
You can't hit her.
Well, yeah. That's a great story.
Especially on the, man, they were famous for hitting kids on the knuckles.
Yes.
But ooh. I never got that. I always got it on the butt. So.
Yeah.
Still
don't go there.
Do not go there, Kelsey.
You are so dirty today.
She wants to.
Well, I was just thinking, like, there is a story that I'm going to have to be very careful in how I say these things.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I would always get in trouble for talking and laughing, but I was a straight A student, so I think that we kind of have that in common. You can kind of get away with a lot more stuff when you're a good student, but then you're just kind of obnoxious the rest of the time. So
I did not call myself obnoxious. Just FYI, okay? Clarifying.
Well, I was obnoxious.
Clarifying.
So
okay.
It was an art class, and I was in, I think I was in 10th or 11th grade, and we were making these things called ocarinas. So it's like this, it's an instrument that you have to blow into. I just started laughing because the art teacher was, she was in her 60s, 70s, and she was just really getting into it, to say the least, when she was showing how to blow into an ocarina. And all the kids started laughing, and I was like, well, I got called out, and she called me outside. She said, Kelsey, I know what you're thinking right now, and it is not okay. And this was at a Southern Baptist private school. So I got written up for being too dirty.
Dirty, nerdy.
Yeah. Dirty, nerdy.
See?
Oh, ocarina.
It just was too funny to watch her do that. I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to go there.
Yep. Hey, man, I was with the repressed nun, so
yeah,
listen,
so
I gotcha. I gotcha.
You know what's happening.
You know what ended up happening at my school? We had these two cool, young, beautiful teachers come in, and they were both married. One had kids, and then we had this really cool nun. Her name was Sister Mary Lou. I'm sure they're all dead now, so I can talk about it. But Sister Mary Lou was groovy. Like, she played the guitar, and she was fun. And she actually, in our Catholic school, she put on a Passover dinner so that we would learn about the Jewish faith
cool.
as well. So, I mean,
that's
she was just cool. really neat. Well, after we went on to high school and college or whatever, she ended up having an affair with the married teacher that had the kid.
Ooh.
And so everybody got fired. But, yeah, so they had a little thingy-thing. Little thingy-thing. So I'm just saying.
Sister, yeah, there's things that happen at schools that are like, especially
that's a bad
today.
Habit, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, that's a bad habit.
I'm here all day.
That's that juicy, though.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a small town, too.
Oh, I'm sure, especially since it was at the Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
That could make some serious news.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of stuff because I'm in teaching at UCF. And in the College of Education, you hear all the bad stories about, like, what teachers do. And, like, some of the stuff is just like, oh, my God, why would a teacher ever do that?
Like what?
Ooh, okay. So I was like,
wait,
you just
teed
okay.
that
don't
right
say
up.
Name.
Right.
Don't say name.
I always tell this story to my students and just to say, do not do this in your classroom. Don't be dumb. This one teacher, he was playing a movie, and he was also watching a movie himself, and he didn't realize that he wasn't, like, you could do, like, a double cast. So his movie started playing on, like, the student's screen.
Oh, no.
So, and the students didn't say anything.
What?
Yeah. They were just like, I think that they were kind of in shock.
How old were the students?
They were in high school.
Okay.
How did they not say anything, though? I would think they would be all over that.
Or, like, laughing or something.
So, wow. I guess, like, I don't know how many minutes went by, but the teacher obviously got in trouble. And I think that he was fired, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, you know, it could have been a biology class, so maybe he was just giving, like, an instruction time.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Real world.
The facts of life. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, there's just...
That makes me think of Tootie. The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. I loved that show.
Me too.
I just saw in What Not to Wear with Mindy Cohen.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Natalie, yeah.
What?
We're talking about Facts of Life.
Hold on. Tootie was my favorite. What Not to Wear is on again?
Yes.
I used to love that show.
I know. I love it.
Okay. Tangent. Back to school.
There all comes a moment on our morning show where it's here we go down random road.
Yeah.
Yes. Does anyone remember what we were actually talking about? So I noticed that through most of that, the one person with a young daughter was the most quiet.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you just don't want to confess to things that she could go online and listen to, or if really that's as bad as it gets with Amy.
Honestly, I was not a rebellious, like, I didn't want to get in trouble. So, yeah, when I was younger, I would get in trouble for talking. In high school, I got in trouble for kissing my boyfriend in the hall. And then we both had lunch detention, so we had to pick up garbage.
Apparently, she was also in the kissy club.
Do you want to be an honorary member?
Yes, please. Can we have lip gloss that matches?
So, oh, my God.
And that was it. Like, I would just, again, I thought rules weren't made for me. So I was in the band, and, like, we weren't allowed to bring non-band members through, but I would bring my boyfriend through. You know, I would just do stuff like that.
That's not
but
bad.
Yeah,
no.
You gotta.
You were a good girl.
You were kind of crossing the line, but you knew, like,
Amy's sister is in town visiting, and I wish she would have come here today because we would get the real story.
Yeah. Is she older or younger?
She's younger.
Okay.
But see, I would never get in trouble. I'm not saying I didn't do anything
wrong. She
wouldn't
get caught.
I wouldn't get caught.
You were smart.
Yeah, that's the difference.
I didn't skip school. I was not a school skipper. I just, I don't know.
Well, I got to be honest. Like, my favorite students were not the straight-laced kids. It was the ones that were really sassy, still did their work, but knew kind of how to dish it.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the most entertaining.
You would have loved me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would have been your pet.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the best student because they're entertaining. They're not, like, trying to kiss your butt.
Yeah.
So I think there's a proper way to, like, know the line. And I think that's part of creativity. Wouldn't you say, Gert?
Oh, yeah.
You can be creative with the rules.
Resourceful.
Yes.
Well, you got to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
So
I think that's how Kinney is going to be.
Yeah.
Because
I could see that.
Oh,
I could see. She doesn't want to get in trouble, but she calls out the teachers all the time. I'm like,
oh, that's
okay,
great.
You can't call the teacher out all the time.
No, they need to be called out.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she comes home and tells us a lot, and I'm...
You're like, what's happening?
What is happening?
So we had a lot of freedom growing up, just as far, you know, Dad, can I, you know, go off base, the military base, when we lived in Japan? It was so safe. Yeah, I'll give you some money. And he was perfectly fine with us being out not until all hours, but going out and staying out, not necessarily checking in all the time. But in other ways, they were really, really strict. And if my parents said something in that moment, it needed to happen. Even if we had a conversation about it later, about why can't I do this? Or if they said it, that was the rule for that moment and we needed to follow it. So when I am out and I hear kids, and I know that it can be a good thing, kind of pushing back on their parents, I just break out into a sweat. So I don't know what I would do if I heard some kid, like, talking back to their teacher, pushing back on their teacher. Oh, that just makes me, like, I feel like I'm about to get into trouble.
How were Dodd schools?
They were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cool thing, those are Department of Defense dependent schools. And the cool
lingo.
Thing about that is...
I know. I'm like, really,
like,
Kelsey?
Wait a minute.
The cool lingo.
I'm lost. I'm left out of this conversation.
No, I figured out what it was in my head, but I'm like, really, Kelsey?
I just really wanted to drop.
You were just trying to be cool.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
But because everything on the base is so very socialized,
yeah,
from medicine to housing, so much of it is socialized. The officers' kids, who maybe if they were in the private sector, their parents might make a lot more money and live in a certain area and be able to afford certain types of schools if they wanted to go to a private school, we're all in the same school together. So whether you're enlisted and you're an airman's child, it doesn't matter. You're all in the same
school.
And everyone is invested in that school.
Yeah. So everybody knows each other's business.
Well, everyone gets a good education.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, my parents were a little bit like that, too.
Were they?
Yeah. I mean, I would talk back once, and that wouldn't happen again.
Right.
Yeah. Same with my parents, too.
Yeah. I would get a spanking.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd get the belt.
Oh, we didn't get the belt, but...
I got the belt.
My mother did break a couple wooden spoons over my brother's butt, so yeah. You know.
Did you ever have to pull a twig off the tree and then...
No.
Okay. Because that's, my parents told me that. They're like, we had to go take a twig and then
that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I think my mom went to Catholic school too in Ohio. And I think I remember her telling me a story where she had to.
Yeah. And you had to be very decisive of what twig you chose.
On their knuckles. Yeah.
You couldn't pick one that was just going to crumble and fall.
Here's a little stick.
Yes. That's horrible. I'm glad that stuff has gone by the wayside.
Well, it's interesting though, because that's still on the books. Where if you get parent approval, technically a teacher can hit a student, but nobody does it. But it's still a really old law that's on the books.
Oh, yikes. Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
I got in trouble in school once. This wasn't my fault. We're playing kickball, and there were these girls at my school in South Carolina who just did not like me. And one of the girls, after the game was over, she just hurled the ball at me, and I just put my hand up because it was going towards my face, and it ricocheted off my arm and hit the teacher.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I just was protecting myself, but we both got sent to the principal's office, and he called my mom and said she can either have at-home suspension for the day or she can be paddled. And my mom came to get me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just so interesting that was like a form of punishment.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last, I never received that type of punishment in school, but I did at home.
I did.
I'm just wondering when it stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were cleaning the principal's office one time.
And
we were cleaning the principal's office. Her name was Sister Geraldine. And we got into the altar wine, which was stored in the back. Oh my God, I got into so much trouble. And so we got paddled.
Did you feel it?
Man, that stuff is awful. And so then, then my parents had to come, so that wasn't pretty. So then a couple weeks later, Sister Geraldine went to the ladies' room and she caught the back of her dress in her pantyhose and was walking down the hallway and her underwear was hanging out. And everybody was like, we should tell her. I go, I'm not telling her because she beat me like 2 weeks ago. So
that's
we let
so
her
funny.
Walk down the hallway and we all laughed. It was really awful. But I was like, the karma train came. Oh. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
so,
dude.
Kelsey, I have a question about end of the year gifts.
Oh.
Because, so I'm always now what I usually do is get a gift card and like a bottle of champagne. Like, congratulations,
nice.
Put up with my kid.
Yeah.
Like, so is the gift card, because, a lot of times I'm like, is the gift card a cop out? Because.
No. Well, actually, there's a.
You don't want to get something.
There's a law that you aren't allowed to receive a certain amount as a teacher. So then if you do receive a certain amount of money, you have to give it away.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But nobody really abides by it. So it's very bizarre. So I think it's like over $50.
In cash or actual gift cards?
Like an
probably
actual
in value.
The value of the gift. Yeah, because then it's, I don't know, I think it's like considered like you're buying out the teacher.
It's the same way at the city.
Yeah.
So
I could see that.
You have to disclose stuff.
Isn't that interesting though? I always would walk home with so many Starbucks gift cards, which I'm totally fine with because then I could potentially re-gift them or just drink
No
as
to
much
self,
coffee.
Girls, at Christmas time when we get Starbucks gift cards.
No, that's the comment.
We're going to be like, thanks, Kel.
Yeah, so gift cards are good. Great.
But not above a certain amount. I guess they can't differentiate between a gift card you might get at midterms as opposed to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So what are you buying with that gift card?
Yeah. I think any teacher would appreciate wine. Like any.
Well, and that's what, you know, my little group
like
of
ended
friends.
On that note. Yeah.
Not altar wine, though. Not altar wine.
Yeah, not the altar wine.
That's all my mom friends. We all, that's what we do. We give
you
them.
Actually,
another a mom friend of mine just showed me this latest one, which I'm like, that's brilliant. They're from Costco and they are the like margarita filled ice pops.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
throw them in the freezer. And
now that's a great teacher yes. guess.
We're taking those to the beach in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that is a great
no, really,
teacher
really.
Guess.
Because I saw them on Facebook and I would, like sent them to the, we're having this beach bitches weekend kind of thing. So so anyways, I'm like, girls, somebody get on this. And so that's what we're going to have at the pool.
No, that's, I think that, that any teacher would be very excited about that.
I think anybody would be excited about No. Well, Dana's would have to be Frangelico, but you know, because she's fancy.
Yeah, maybe Jello shots for teachers. Like that would be fun.
Hey, my own special batch. Yeah. So here's the Jello shots and
or
a special pan of brownies.
That's right. Yes.
Once
yes.
again, it's taken a turn.
Well, yeah. It depends on
it's
how
probably time to go.
How yeah. rebellious was your kid this year? That's
oh,
how
yeah.
you evaluate the end
oh,
of the year
yeah.
teacher.
That's actually a really good idea.
See?
Like if your child was misbehaving in my class, yeah, then I'd be like, give me
dumb.
The dang brownies.
Well, and as a mom, I think I would make two pans because now you have to watch the kid all summer, right? So you're going to need
yeah,
your own
totally.
Pan of brownies, and then you're thanking the teacher. So there you go.
Yeah,
brownies for everybody.
We solved everybody's issues.
Thanks for listening to Women Who Mix. Connect with us online at mix1051.com.